Are there any good ways to meet new people in your country? The advancements in technology since the invention of the internet has made it easier to meet people than ever before. Social media platforms and dating apps make it extremely easy to meet people from all walks of life at the click of a button, from the comfort of your own home. Although this is undoubtedly a convenient and efficient way of meeting people, especially for busy professionals who don't have time to go on dates, it is not necessarily a good way to meet people, as it can be difficult to really know whether somebody's online profile is even real and whether people really are who they claim to be. Though I'm not against meeting people online, I do think that people need to be a bit more aware of the risks and potential dangers and be more sensible when agreeing to meet somebody they have met online. How do people behave in polite ways when meeting new people? There is no objectively right or wrong way to behave when you meet somebody new. It completely depends on where that person comes from, as different countries and cultures have vastly different methods of expressing politeness. In the UK and USA, it is common to greet somebody with a firm handshake. Having a weak handshake is a sign of nervousness and incompetence and is generally viewed quite negatively. Yet in some Asian countries like the Philippines, greeting somebody new with a firm handshake is seen as aggressive and impolite. In many European countries, kissing people on the cheek is considered perfectly normal, even between two people of the same gender. Yet this would cause outrage in many conservative countries. In many parts of Asia, including Japan, India, and Thailand, bowing is a sign of respect. In Middle Eastern countries such as Yemen and Oman, bumping noses is an appropriate greeting, whereas in some African nations, people clap hands after they shake. In my opinion, the best way to be polite is to educate yourself about the traditions and culture of people from other countries. Although you may make mistakes, most people will really appreciate your effort. What do you think the importance of having the same interests when making new friends is? Personally, I think having the same interests when making friends is very important at the beginning of a friendship, because the first thing we do when meeting new people is search for common ground. We try to find something that we have in common with that person. Having a shared interest is something that can be found out relatively quickly and easily, and can act as a platform for an enjoyable first conversation. Having a shared hobby also serves as a reason for meeting that person again, whether it be for a game of tennis, to go for a hike, or to watch a film together. Although having the same interests is practically very helpful at the start of a friendship, I don't think it necessarily makes the basis for a long-lasting friendship. I think that you are more likely to build a true friendship with somebody who shares the same worldview as you, somebody whose moral outlook and philosophy is similar to your own, as I think these shared values are much more important than having a shared love of a particular type of music, sport, or other recreational activity. Important qualities in a good friend. In my opinion, the most important qualities in a true friend are trustworthiness, dependability, and honesty. Aside from our family members, our friends are the people we put the most trust in. When we have a problem that we can't talk to our family about, we turn to our most trusted friends because we know that they will keep what you tell them to themselves. It is very difficult to rebuild a friendship with somebody who has betrayed your trust in the past, as you will always have suspicions about them that are difficult to overcome. We depend on our friends to help us in times of need. Somebody dependable will never stand you up, will pick you up when you run out of petrol, and give you a shoulder to cry on when you break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Although you may not always like your friends being completely honest with you, in the long term you will definitely view it as a positive trait. Honest friends will never lie for the sake of making their lives easier and will tell you the truth, even though what they say may be hard for you to accept. People make the closest friendships at school. For many people, the friends that people make at school will remain friends for life. Growing up together can be a very powerful bond, especially for people living in small towns or villages whose parents and grandparents may also be friends. As society changes and making friends online becomes easier, however, I think the importance of having close friends at school becomes less significant. In the past, the majority of kids had three groups of friends: their friends from school, friends from their neighborhood, and family friends. Out of those groups, children spent most of their time with friends from school, so it was quite natural that these friends became closest. Nowadays, however, technology allows children to make friends with people all over the world. Having a larger group of friends from a young age will probably make people less reliant on their school friends. In fact, with online learning becoming so popular, children in the same school may soon only meet in a virtual environment. Will the internet affect friendships in the future? I think that we are already seeing the negative effects of the internet on friendships, and unfortunately, this is likely to become more pronounced in the future. Though social media platforms and messaging apps have made it easier to make friends than ever before, the amount of time that people are spending interacting with their online friends, as well as the amount of time spent playing online games, watching videos, and other online activities, impacts the amount of time we spend in the company of our real friends. These days, teenagers are much more likely to spend an hour playing an online game or texting with a friend than they are actually meeting each other face to face. When communicating online without the advantage of seeing a friend's facial expressions or hearing the tone of their voice, it's easy to have a misunderstanding, which can create animosity or even cause friendships to end. Moreover, social media posts can cause feelings of jealousy, particularly when supposed friends post photos of events that you weren't invited to.